Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. We've all been watching with rapt attention what it is that's happening over in China. Gordon Chang is somebody that I always love catching up with. He's able to give us context, understanding, and to give us sort of a pathway forward. He joins us now on the line. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, it's great to have you back on the program, though. Very, very sad circumstances taking place over in China as the strict lockdowns have hit Shanghai and other Chinese cities. What is the latest in this fight between the people who have been locked down involuntarily and the government of China?
Well, over the weekend, we saw those extraordinary protests break out across China, not only the big cities like Beijing and Shanghai, but also in the West and on the major college campuses in China as well. And these followed a fire in Urumqi, which is in northwestern China. And because of COVID restrictions, fire trucks couldn't get to an apartment block on time. And also because some apartment doors were wired shut because of COVID rules, people burned to death. And the death toll is officially 10, but many people think it's about four or five times higher. And that has just triggered white-hot anger across the country.
I think for the sake of context for folks who are maybe not following this as closely as you do and I do, it's important to note this is all coming on the heels of President Xi Jinping, or now president for life, I guess, Xi Jinping, getting that third term. So he is in complete control of this country when it comes to policy and outcomes and things like that. And obviously not delivering for his people there. Are there areas in China that are much more restive than others? Is it the further you get from the capital, maybe there's a lot more resistance? How is this looking, Gordon?
Yeah, these protests were across the country, both east and west, north and south. And although Xi Jinping has cemented his control over the Communist Party at the 20th National Congress last month, the Communist Party seems to be losing control of Chinese society. And it was not just these protests, Brett. We saw the big worker demonstrations at the iPhone factory in Zhengzhou. Those were starting late last month, and they've continued through this week. So this is just a country which is in distress. And the Communist Party, I think, is at a loss as to what to do.
One of the things that just struck me as so tone-deaf this morning was the statement that came out from the White House. They led with the issue of COVID zero not being a policy we would pursue here in the United States, and really laying out almost no support for the victims of this fire, the victims of the lockdowns, the victims of the deaths at the hands of the illness of COVID. They offered almost no support for the people of China, Gordon.
Yeah, that was. I'm glad the president decided to make a statement, but this statement was really weak. And what he should have been saying was that the United States fully supports freedoms around the world, including the freedom of Chinese people, and that the United States would impose severe costs on the Communist Party and China if it were to use force against people. But we heard none of that from President Biden. This just shows a failure of imagination of what we should be doing as Americans.
Gordon Chang joining us at Gordon G. Chang. I noted a couple of interviews you were doing earlier today talking about 89 and talking about 49. Is this looking like it's going to be that big, Gordon, if this thing continues?
Yeah, many people, of course, look back 30 years to the Tiananmen protests of 1989, which were broad-based, Beijing and 370 other Chinese cities. But then almost nobody was protesting against the Communist Party rule. They were just protesting against some hardliners in the party. They wanted them out so the party could open up its governance. Now people are saying, down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping. So the thoughts we heard over the weekend were revolutionary. And that brings us back to 1949 when the Communists took over. And they were able to prevail over a much stronger Chiang Kai-shek's Nationalist Party. And the reason is because the Nationalist Party had lost people's hearts, as a famous Chinese historian put it. And now it's the Communist Party that has lost people's hearts.
It's so interesting because I note, not to get too far into the minutiae here, that there were small elections that took place in Taiwan, and it appeared that the KMT scored big in some of these smaller elections with an eye towards the 24 election itself for the presidency. What about the implications for the tensions between Taiwan and China as a result of these protests? Is there anything we should be looking into or reading into?
Well, whatever happens in China affects politics in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, the Democratic Progressive Party, which is the governing party of President Tsai Ing-wen, lost big in mayoral elections across the island. They're probably their worst loss. And the president had to resign as the chairman of the party.
Wow.
This means that the KMT, the Nationalist Party, mm-hmm. Scored huge. But I don't think it's going to mean that the Nationalists are necessarily going to win the presidency in 2024, because all politics are local,
right.
And the DPP just mishandled the election. And people in Taiwan, they don't want to unify with the mainland. So I don't think the KMT is going to try to lead to any sort of political union with Beijing. It would just be too unpopular on an island that views itself not as Chinese, but as Taiwanese.
Let's hope that the American people lend their voices and support to the people of China. Pray for them. This regime has got to change. And Gordon Chang, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, well, thank you, Brett. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. I am Brett Witterbull. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.